We're in Siman Tov Resh Chaf Gimel. Siv Beis, the Rama adds, Omer B'makom Kasvinu, Chasvinu. During the Ela, instead of Kasvinu, we say Chasvinu. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. We get to Uchsov, Yisev HaChasom. And we say for Chaim, Nizachar B'nei Chasim, instead of B'nei Kasev, because Ne'ila is the Gmar Din. The Mishnah Berurah then says his famous words that one should be Mizdaris themselves in the Tefillah of Ne'ila, because the whole purpose of Aseres Me'etshuva is Yom Kippur, and the whole purpose of Yom Kippur is Ne'ila, because everything goes after the sealing, the end. And if you don't strengthen yourself now, and you don't do tshuva now, then when are you going to be able to do tshuva once it's all done? So therefore, even if you're weak because of the fast, you have to strengthen yourself at this time in order to accept upon yourselves the appropriate tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you out if you put in the effort. If you make a mistake and you say Kasvenu instead of Chasvenu, the Das Torah says that you don't have to go back, since if you left out Kasvenu entirely, you wouldn't have to go back. And the Shevet Alevi says this as well. And Kitzur Hilchos Moadim says that as long as you haven't said the name of Hashem in the end of the bracha, you can go back to say Chasmenu if you want to. Siv Gimel, Imchal B'Shabbos, Masker B'Shal Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then in Ela you mention Shabbos, because it's still Shabbos. Aval B'Vidui Shal Achar Tefillah E'Mazkirim B'Shal Shabbos. But in the Vidui afterwards we don't, but the Shliach Tzibur does mention it. V'Hani Mele Yachid, Aval Shliach Tzibur Kevin Shom Masoch Tefillah, so Masker B'Shal Shabbos. V'Lehuzgar B'Zeh E'Machzir and also. But if you forget, then you don't go back. Siv Dalit, Omer Keser, Kamo B'Musaf, say Keser, just like we do in Musaf. But for us who don't say Keser, so we would say Naritzcha instead, as the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, that we open the Aron the entire Ne'ilah. Does one have to stand, therefore, for the entire Ne'ilah? So the Shaar Tzion says earlier that the Minhag Olam is to stand for whenever the Sefer, whenever the Aron Kodesh is open, as the Taz says. But Rav Moshe says that it's not really a Chiyuv, it's just a Minhag. And therefore, if you're not able to stand because you're weak or something like that, then you would not be required to, and Rav the Stipler had the minhag not to stand when they would open the arm for piyutim or during the entire ne'ilah. If one is able to stand, they should, but if not, then they would not need to, because it is only a minhag, and if one is weak and it's going to hurt their tefillah, then they should not do so. So if hey nosen kapayim ben ilah, we duchen during the ilah, but the Rama says haminhag neinos elah shalolisa kapayim, we don't duchen v'omer ravina malkeinu. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you only duchen if it's still a daytime, but we don't duchen for a variety of reasons, even if it is daytime, possibly because Ne'ilah could go into the nightfall, and therefore, since it will go into nightfall, therefore, we're makbid not to do not to duchen even when it doesn't go into nightfall. And the Achronim say, though, you're able to say, and Sim Shalom, etc., even if it's nightfall, because that's not such a big deal, as long as you started Shmona Esrei Chazar Sashatz during the daytime, it's okay, whereas duchening you would not be able to do, even if you started before nightfall. We say Avinu Malkeinu even falls out on Shabbos, because it is the Gmar Din. Siv Vav, Besov Aslichos Omrim Sheva Pam Hashem Elokim. At the end of Ne'ilah, we say Hashem Elokim seven times. Pam Achas Shema Yisrael, one time Shema Yisrael, V'Shalosh Shema Baruch Shem Kol Machzol Ed, three times. V'Token Tashrat, V'yesh Omrim Shein L'Skor Rak Tiachas. Some say you just do one Tki at the end. V'chein Ong V'Nidas Elu. That's what we do. V'Token L'Achash Amar Kaddish L'Achar Ne'ilah. We don't blow the shofar until after Ne'ilah, after Kaddish, after Ne'ilah. K'sas Mekomos Nagu L'Skor Konam Kaddish. Some people do it beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason we say Shem Elokim seven times is to it's as though we're walking Kaddish Baruch Hu out as he heads back up in the seven Rekiyim back up to his place that he came down from for Ne'ilah. The reason we blow the shofar is to show that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is leaving us, as the pasuk says, Alokim Betrua. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to blow even if it's still Shabbos, even though we haven't done Havdalah yet, because since it's not an actual Malacha, it's just a Chachma, the Rabbanon weren't so Machmir. And even if it's Bein HaShmashos, it's allowed because it is a Shvus Tzorach Mitzvah. But if it's Vadayim, then you should not blow the shofar. And after, if one is davening B'Yechidus, they're not able to make it to Shul, there's no requirement for them to hear the shofar. And the Mishnah Berurah says that after blowing the shofar, the minhag is at the Shalich Tzibur, and the Kahal say, L'shana Haba, B'Yerushalayim.